I'm Carlos Virgen, and this is The Storyline, produced by The Day in New London, Connecticut.
Really, pizza should have no more than two or three cheese varieties, unless you're trying to break a world record. Erica Moser went to Waterford to see a 112 cheese pizza being baked in an attempt to break a Guinness World Record.
Hey, Erica, welcome back to the podcast. You were out in Waterford yesterday for a pizza event, right? We don't normally cover pizza events at The Day.
No.
And it was over at Crown Pizza in Waterford. And you're a cheese person. You like cheese.
I am definitely a cheese person. The people who know me the best know my love of cheese, whether it's goat cheese or your hard, nutty cheeses like Prima Donna and Asiago and Fontina. Huh? I love all cheese, and I like to have cheese in the house at all times. So I was very excited to cover this.
I love cheese. I don't know cheese that well, but I'll try any kind of cheese for the most part.
I'm
love
on that
cheese.
Page too.
They had some local celebrities stop by, right, to help out with the event.
Yes, they had the Connecticut Sun women's basketball team there. I had gone into this thinking a lot of it would just be, you know, people there for the excitement of the pizza, but really a lot of people were there for the basketball players.
Right.
So they showed up a little after 5 p.m. on Thursday and were just out in the parking lot greeting fans. They had like a little red carpet they rolled out.
I did see that, yeah.
And so they had people there and they were signing basketballs and signing t-shirts.
And Crown Pizza received a little bit of national spotlight recently, and we wrote a couple of stories about it when, during the World Series between the Cleveland Indians and the Chicago Cubs, a cap with their logo was seen in the Indians' dugout. Because
that's Rajay Davis, who's
at the time he was playing for the
time
the
he
Indians.
Was playing for the Indians. I think he's an outfielder.
Right.
Is originally from Norwich, graduated from New London High School, and I guess has been kind of a regular customer at Crown Pizza in the off season, and become friends with the owner, Tasso Vitsas, and so he'd given him a cap, and he kind of placed it on the bench there for the cameras to see, and it seemed like it was kind of a bit of a mystery for a little while. Like, how did this Crown Pizza hat from Waterford end up in Chicago?
Right.
And so, again, the owner, Tasso Vitsas, was just saying how this really put Waterford on the map and was great for the community.
And so, what was the process they made? Was it at first when I heard the story or that this was going to happen? At first, I thought they were going to make like this huge pizza to accommodate all the cheese, but it was a regular size pizza, like a large or something?
It was a 24-inch sheet pizza, so not like a normal size pizza, and that it wasn't round.
And so then they baked it there while people were waiting and then brought it out, and did they offer it to people to eat?
Well, they had
I saw pictures of it, and I don't think I would have eaten it.
Some of the players had dared or bet Courtney Williams, one of the players, to eat a slice, and they were like, we bet you $200.
Right.
And so they specifically placed this bet not for like the edge that looked a little more normal, but for the spot that had kind of that blue and green twinted pizza together.
Right, because so you've got like salty cheeses and kind of sweet cheeses and bitter cheeses and sour and that combination of anything.
Yeah.
It's not going to work.
A lot for the pound.
They can't make it on the pizza.
Something from Spain, all I know.
All of us. Hey, all you guys, can you? After the 2016 World Series, Tasso Vitsas, a pizza restaurant owner who laughs that his name conveniently sounds like taco pizza, was riding high. A Crown Pizza baseball cap ended up propped up on the bench in the Cleveland Indians dugout, and it was on TV for millions to see. It got there because Rajay Davis, then an outfielder for the Cleveland Indians, was a regular customer at Crown Pizza in the offseason. Rajay Davis is originally from Norwich and graduated from New London High School.
After last year, my hat was in the World Series. I just loved what it did for the community. A lot of people said you guys put Waterford on the map, and I just started thinking about what can I do this year, I just came to my mind. Those late nights or early mornings when you're already motivated to do something, it just came to my mind.
What came to his mind was the idea to go for the world record for most number of cheeses on a pizza. In May, Letizia's Pizza in Norwalk, Connecticut, teamed up with 109 Cheese and Wine in Ridgefield and 95.9 The Fox radio host Ken Tuccio to create a 109 Cheese Pizza. They did this just a week after Scotty's Pizza Parlor in Portland, Oregon, put 101 types of cheese on a pizza. Scotty's called theirs Centuono Formaggio, Italian for 101 cheeses, so I asked Tasso if he had a name for the 112 cheese pizza he created on Thursday.
Originally, I was supposed to do 110 kinds of cheeses, but Christine from Formaggio threw in a couple extra, so I do have 112 in case one doesn't count. So I do love the number 110, which the Roman numerals for that are CX, so I was going to call it Pizza CX.
Pizza CX, that sounds hardcore, like it's an intense pizza.
And it smells hardcore.
Christine from Fromage is Christine Chenisek, who opened Fromage Fine Foods and Coffees in Old Saybrook 25 years ago. She sold and donated 105 kinds of cheese to Tasso, who said its value was around $1,500. Some of the cheeses have fun names like Crybaby, Screamer of Switzerland, Drunken Goat, Drunk Monk, Red Witch, and Lamb Chopper. Tasso got up to 112 with seven of his own cheeses: mozzarella, American, Parmesan, feta, provolone, cheddar, and ricotta. When Christine sent a list of the cheeses via email, she put a frowny face next to American cheese. Tasso might agree with that image because he commented that American cheese burns when cooked. Putting the cheese on the pizza were half of the players on the Connecticut Sun basketball team: Courtney Williams, Shakina Strickland, Daniel Adams, Rachel Banham, Alyssa Thomas, and Jasmine Thomas. A bunch of fans, young and old, came out to Crown Pizza to meet the players. The players posed for selfies and signed basketballs and t-shirts before the pizza making. Jammin' 107.7 was there providing music, and forward Shakina Strickland took a minute away from dancing to talk about the event.
Having a lot of fun. Me and my teammates, we got a nice crowd here, and we just been having a good time.
What do you think that doing something like this brings to the community of Waterford and the area in general?
I think it brings a good thing. Just seeing everyone out, having a good time, smiling, laughing. Excited about making this record pizza with the most cheese, so I think it's a good thing for sure.
Now, what are your favorite kinds of cheese?
Cheddar, American, that's about it.
The classics, yeah.
Yeah.
And do you have a favorite kind of pizza?
Pepperoni.
Pepperoni, okay.
Sounds simple.
I guess it's a very different skill set making pizza than playing basketball.
I think so. I'm not too good at it, but I'll figure it out, hopefully.
She and her teammates sprinkled and dolloped the 112 cheeses on the pizza, and it went in the oven for 10 or 15 minutes. It came out slightly green due to the blue cheese melting into cheeses in shades of white. Some of the players dared Courtney Williams to eat the grossest looking section, somewhere in the middle of the 24-inch sheet pizza.
Can you describe what that tastes like?
So bad. So bad.
Even though she spit out the pizza, and it was whisked away soon after, Tasso said the event went a million times better than he thought it would. He hadn't expected the pizza to taste good, and he wasn't doing this for the taste.
I really just want to give back to the community, you know, East Lyme, Waterford, New London. It's all about them. You know, they've supported us over 30 years, and it's time to give back and help them out. So, you know, the Connecticut Sun, Connecticut's only professional team. We have to get out there and support these girls.
Unfortunately, he was not able to get someone from Guinness World Records there, which is not uncommon.
I'm going to send a video. It's nearly impossible to get a judge here. Costs about $10,000. You need about a couple months advance notice. But we're just going to have to send them the video. They're going to have to trust us on this.
Hey, Pete, do you think it's possible that two guys as old as we are could have too many rock band t-shirts?
Impossible.
Do you think, in the great scheme of talking about popular music, that it's wrong to speculate what some of your favorite artists have as their backstage deli tray?
I think that would sound like fun.
Do you think if you were a musician, you'd consider having made it if you could have a deli tray backstage?
I would consider that I made it just if I were a musician. Have you heard me try to play music before?
I have. You remind me of Freddie Mercury.
Leave Work Now with Rick Koster. Find us on theday.com or subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.